Good morning, Bridge City Church. Hey, one church, four locations. Hey, everybody in Brighton Heights, hello. North Braddock, White Oak, Murraysville. Listen, we're not only hearing the same message today, we're hearing it from one person, and I'm your person. Hey, if you're new here, we're so excited that you're here. And we do this little thing when I begin preaching here. It's when I say, how are you doing? I want you to say out loud, better than we deserve. Better than we deserve. So I'm gonna say, how you doing? You're gonna say better than we deserve out loud, real loud. Come on, how you doing, church? That felt good. That's right, we're doing so much better than we deserve because of what Jesus has done in our lives. Hey, if you're new here and you're a guest with somebody today, we're just so excited that you're here. You picked a great, great day to be here. This is what we call Vision Sunday. It's a time where we look back on the previous year on not only finances, but we look at people and look at stories and look at what God has done through us. We see our values of what we do value as a church, and then we look forward with vision, and we need to rekindle those values. So you picked a great, great day to be here. Thank you. I believe you found your people. Hey, core exercises. We hear a lot about core exercises and how important it is to have a strong core. And core basically happens this way. It happens with push-ups, sit-ups, you know, and cardio. You can have a strong core. Those are the three basic exercises that we need to do. But when you go to a health club, you can get there and there's all these machines and there's the lights and there's the music. And we can get caught up in all the machines and miss the core. We miss what we really just basically need: sit-ups, push-ups, and cardio. Church is a lot like that. Church can be like that. We get fixated on all the extras and we miss what's so important, just basic core exercises. I mean, to stay healthy, you need three things, right? To stay healthy, you need to eat right. Come on, somebody. You got to eat right. Got to eat healthy. Come on. You got to get exercise. You got to move. And you got to get good rest. If we'll do those three things, three simple things in threes, we're going to stay healthy if you have those values. And it is so, so difficult to do those simple three things. Today, I'm going to just share with you about Jesus and his values and how our values at Bridge City Church should match up with his values. Basically, Jesus did like three basic things when he was here. He had a great relationship with his Father. He continued to pray and do what God wanted him to do. He worked with and through other people, and then he ministered to those in the world. Those are the three things he did. Those are the three things that we want to do. That's what we want to do. But you know what? We got to keep the core things, the core things. We got to keep it simple. We got to keep it basic, and we got to keep moving forward with the right values and the right vision. That's what I want to share with you. Hey, let me kick it off here in Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18 in the Message. Love how this reads. If people can't see what God is doing, they stumble all over themselves. But when they attend to what he reveals, they are most, say it out loud, blessed. That's right. In another translation, where there is no prophetic vision, the people cast off restraint. We have to have a vision of where we're going, because if not, it just becomes mundane. It becomes old. It just becomes, you know, like, oh, what are we doing this for? Recently, I lost a little bit of weight. Trust me, just a little bit. I know you're. I know what you're thinking. Where is that weight lost here? But I did. I feel better. I've been exercising. I've been more conscious, and I got down to a certain level, but I'm not quite where I'm at yet. And it's so difficult to get that finish line, get to the finish line. It's really, really difficult, because I found that like losing initially is so much fun, but maintaining where I'm at, and I'm just kind of close enough, but not there. And I want to tell you, even as a church, we haven't arrived. God has done marvelous, tremendous, awesome things, and I want to thank you, Bridge City Church, for making it happen. It doesn't just happen because of myself and the campus pastors and elders. It happens because of people just like you, people who have grabbed a hold of the vision and the values of who we are and what we do, and we are not going to cast off restraint. We're going to restrain ourselves because we have values and vision for what God wants us to do. So together, let's go to Luke chapter 6. Jesus is already doing ministry here. He's already ministering to people, but he's doing it pretty much on his own. Okay, so Luke chapter 6, verse 12. One day soon afterward, Jesus went up on a mountain to pray, and he prayed to God all night long. That's right. He prayed to God all night long here. He had a meeting with God. He had a mountaintop meeting with God. This is one of the most important things we see that Jesus continued to do throughout his ministry. He connected to the Father. He related to God. I mean, this is just so vitally important because we realize what Jesus did was spiritual, and what we do at Bridge City Church is spiritual. That's right, that's the truth. See, in John chapter 5, verse 19, Jesus explained, I tell you the truth, the Son himself, the Son can do nothing by himself. He does only what he sees his Father doing. Whatever the Father does, the Son also does. So this is Jesus. He had a relationship with God the Father constantly. What he told his followers in John 15, 5 was this, I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. And that's what God has for us. And this is the year of the double. Listen, whatever we're believing God for, we're going to double it. Whatever you're believing, whoever you're believing for, we're going to double it. We're going to believe big because this is it. Jesus called us to produce much fruit. For apart from me, Jesus said, you can do nothing. So the first thing we need to realize, apart from Jesus, we can do nothing. Our mountaintop, our meeting with God, our devotion, our spiritual time is vital. And at Bridge City Church in 2023, we're going to get better at prayer, and we're going to get better at ministering in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. That's what we're going to do. And we're going to continue to do this. In our land right now, there's a lot of talk in Christendom, and there's a lot of places that there's a term being used of revival, that a lot of places are experiencing revival. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not jealous, nor am I a critic. I'm excited about it because revival really is. It's a renewed passion for God. That's what it is. It's a renewal. It's a reawakening to God. And every day that we meet with God, there should be a revival. Every Sunday morning that we meet together, there should be a reawakening of who we are in Christ. There should be a revival, a renewed passion for Jesus and for his church and for who he is. That's what this meeting is. That's what we do. There's a meeting with God. It's a mountaintop that we're focused on. And let me explain something. That Jesus loves everyone. That's right, John 3:16. For God so loved the world, and Jesus loves everyone. But he fed the multitudes. That means everybody that showed up got fish and chips. That's right. Hey, it's Lenten time. There's fish fries all over the place in the burg here. It's fish fry time in the burg. And so everybody got fish and chips that showed up, the multitude. That's who Jesus fed. But he trained the 70. He discipled and was going to send out the 12. But within there, he had three that he was most close with. I want you to follow this. Jesus loves everybody. He feeds the multitudes. That's what we do. Everybody that shows up is going to get fed the word of God, spiritually speaking. But then there's the next group of people that get trained, okay? And then there's a next group of people that are going to get discipled, be sent out to represent. And then there's the three. There's the core three. This is Jesus' values. That's what I want to tell you. And this is what I believe we need to value as a church. So the second one here, as we look at verse 13, Luke chapter 6, is at daybreak, he called together all of his disciples and chose 12 of them to be apostles. And then he lists all of their names here. So the second thing we see here is men and women and children that I believe, and I know that there's men only listed here, but I believe there was a group of disciples because out of the disciples, he called them. There were men and women. I'm going to throw children in there because we can't wait till children get older. We have made huge strides as a church to minister to students, 6th through 12th grade, and 5th grade and under. We're going to continue to do that because they're ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ here. So in Mark 3, similar, the same story, Jesus says that he appointed them. He made something out of them. Do you know that Jesus wants to make something out of us? That's right. Look at your neighbor right now and says, he wants to make something out of you. That's right. He wants to take us and not just help us to be a better person, but he wants to make us ministers. He wants to make something out of our lives. That's what he does when we spend time with him here. The apostles, that means sent ones, sent to be an ambassador to represent him. That's what we're called to be. See, in Acts 4:13, this is what they said about Jesus' followers. He said, man, they're just ordinary, everyday people, but they have been with Jesus. Why? They were trained, they were equipped, they had the Holy Spirit. That's a big difference maker. And that's what Jesus wants to do with you and me. So 2023, we're going to get better at training people. We're going to get better at what we do, and that's going to be so important. The men Jesus chose, well, let's take a look at the type of men that he chose. They were impulsive, temperamental, easily offended, all the prejudices of their environment, awkward, limited abilities, slow to comprehend spiritual things, ignorant and unlearned. They were according to the world standards, but they were teachable, had big hearts, their hearts were connected, and they were willing to confess their need. Wow, this is the kind of people that Jesus is looking for, and he can use us. And this gives me great hope as your lead pastor that God is going to use our church in a big way, because these are the kind of people that we are, that we've been with Jesus, we've been trained, and we're filled with the Holy Spirit. And this is the kind of people that God wants to do. So the first value was a meeting with God on the mountaintop. That's what Jesus valued. That's what we value. We value spiritual things. Second is we value men and women, and I'm going to throw children in here, young people trained up, trained to be sent into our world. Now let's look at this last value, because if we're not careful, this last value will just become something that we used to do, and that's the mission. That's the mission of God. See, if we don't keep the mission part of our vision and our values, church will become all about you and me. It will become all about what we can do and how great we are rather than how great God is, and that there's a world, a great big world out there that God wants us to have a big effect on. And that's what God has asked us to do here. So in verse 17, remember, he had the meeting with God all night, and then he's going to train up. He has men and women trained up there. Okay, there it is. And then the mission here is when they came down from the mountain, verse 17, the disciples stood with Jesus on a large level area, surrounded by many of his followers and the crowd. This is what the world is waiting for. The world is waiting for us to get off of our mountain, get revival, but get out of the church. Get revived, but go into our world on a level place and stop just screaming from our mountain, but get on the level place where we can meet needs here. There were people from all over Brighton Heights, White Oak, North Braddock, and Murraysville, or shall I say, Tyre and Judea and Jerusalem and Sidon and all these places. They came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And those troubled by evil spirits were healed. Everyone tried to touch him because healing power went out from him and he healed everyone. This is talking about Jesus. He's the healer. He's the one that meets needs. So our mission is to get into our world so we can meet the real needs that people have. The world is waiting for us. See, our goal is to make more room, and our goal is to make it really difficult for people to go to hell in our area. This is it. See, heaven and hell are at stake here. It's not what they think of me and you. It's not our name of our church. Listen, it's about Jesus. It's about who he is. This is what it's all about. And that's why this coming Easter, we're going to do everything we can. We are adding worship experiences on Easter Sunday. That's right. We're gonna add more than we've ever had before, because we want to provide more opportunities for your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, those who you go to school with, your relatives. We want to make as much room for them as possible. And that's what we're going to be asking you to do. And we're going to pray, and we're going to be trained, and then we're going to get into the mission. That's right, the mission of God here. So what are we going to do at Bridge City Church in 2023? Here's our focus. We're rekindling our values and our vision. So here, this is it. We're going to have a meeting with God. That's right. We're meeting with God personally and corporately. We're stirring up our faith in prayer. There's prophetic teams and gifting being trained up and equipped. We're going to continue to do that. And that's right, in the power of God. That's why we started this year off in January with a power conference. We want to experience the power of God in a real way. So we're going to continue to focus on prayer, on prophecy and gifting, and the power of God, the Holy Spirit power. That's where our strength comes from. We're going to continue to do that. Next is men and women and children trained. That's right. We are going to continue to train people because we value people. We train people, and we're going to get better at what we do. There's a lot of room for us to get better, and I'm asking you to get better along with me, not only at our systems and our structures, but in our communication, in the way we get things done. And what we're doing is we're going to train more teams of people in every one of our campuses so that we can create places where the multitudes can come and get fed, where the multitudes can come to every one of our locations and get fed with the Word of God, which is so vitally important. So this is what we're focused on. We're focused on getting our team strengthened and our team leaders. And just a few minutes here at your location, your campus pastor is going to lead a strong, bold prayer over what we call here the diaconate, which is a biblical way just to say those who lead teams at Bridge City Church, and pray for them and recognize their role in the authority and responsibility and the delegated spiritual authority in our church as a whole. We're going to recognize that just like we did the group leaders last month. Now we're recognizing the team leaders because we want to make sure that in every area we're getting better and we're training people. That's right, discipleship here. We're valuing people and we want to see ministers. That's why even those who work with kids ministry, they're ministers of the gospel of Jesus. Wow, what an honor. Last but not least, we're focused on the mission. And we got to continue to have the value and the vision for what God has asked us to do. And that's what Jesus did. We're going to connect others to God. We want to see more people cross the bridge to life. And we want to see more harvest, more names written in the Lamb's Book of Life. If you came here today and you don't know where you would spend eternity, the campus pastor in your location, they're going to help you learn how you can spend eternity with God in heaven. And you don't have to wait till you get to heaven to experience it. You can experience it right now. That's what this is all about. But I'm going to tell you this. At Bridge City Church, we are not seeing the amount of people cross the bridge to life and become followers of Jesus that equals the power of the cross of Jesus Christ and the resurrection power that we celebrate on Easter. And so what we're going to do is we're going to get better at this, and I'm going to ask you to help us. We're going to get better at it locally in each campus, and we are also going to get better at sending people out in teams into short-term missions. That's right. We want to see an increase of awareness of the world around us because we don't want church to become all about us. We want to continue to let it be about those around us in our world because that's why we exist. So yeah, we're going to have meeting with God. What we do is spiritual. Men and women trained and equipped, but we're going to remember the mission. These were Jesus's values, and so these are our values as well. How many of y'all out there like pizza? Now, I know I started off talking about core exercises and diet and eating right, and I'm ending up talking about pizza. I don't know about you, but I love a good slice of pizza with lots of pepperoni and bacon and all that stuff. And that first bite is the best bite. Oh, that's the best one. That's right in the center. That's mine, all right? Now, you got to work your way out. There's the crust, and then there's the other part, but there's that middle. Do you know what God's asking us to do? God's asking us to move from the outside in. And that's right. There's several of us, we're on the outside. We're kind of just on that crust, and God's asking us to step in another step. And God's asking us to step in, and there's those that are right in the middle. God's asking us to step into the middle, right? That first bite, that greasy, that juicy, that best part of the pizza there. That's where God wants us to live, and that's where God's calling you and me to be and to live. That's what we're doing. We're taking a step forward today. Hey, at this time at your location, your campus pastor is going to come up. They're going to share the annual report with you. They're going to share with you vision and values and what's important to them right now in your location. And you are going to be amazed as you see and you experience the values and vision of Bridge City Church. Thanks for being so awesome. Let's continue to believe big, because remember, it's the year of the double, and let's continue to step forward in all that God has for us. Thanks.
In 2022, we saw God do some incredible things in our church. We experienced significant growth that would not have been possible without people like you and your faithful giving. We exist so that as many people as possible will begin a relationship with God and become fully devoted followers of Jesus. We want Jesus' church to be all that it was created to be, a place united in vision, united in prayer, and united in mission. We haven't arrived. We are not done yet. We're hungry for more. We're believing for every prayer to double. Double the salvations, double the healings, double the freedom. Let's move forward with a passion to see a move of God like we've never seen before.
I appreciate all the prayer that was done for me, as I've just returned from Kenya last night, and I was gone about 17 days, and it was fruitful. It was extremely fruitful. Teaching mainly pastors, ministering in churches, of course, but meeting with pastors, teaching pastors, extensive in-depth training. What that is done through networker-related pastors who we affiliate with. I know Pastor Keith last week had mentioned that to you guys, again, bringing up NRP. And under NRP, there's a thing called Global Roar, which is this thing of teaching pastors, this plan of teaching pastors, and it's actually in 12 different nations, 16 different schools. And I was there to open up two schools in Kenya. And greetings from Kenya. Greetings from the saints in Kenya. They are vibrant, alive, and many of them suffering greatly. They've been in drought for about 5 years. There are many people, most people in the churches do not get three meals a day. It's difficult. It's a very difficult time. Inflation's ridiculous. But the Spirit of God is irrepressible. Amen? All right. So, hey, if we could just see the annual report here. I'm not going to go through this page by page. That's something for you to take and read. There's people highlighted in there. There's a lot of good stuff. Take time to read it because it celebrates who we are. It celebrates Bridge City Church. And again, for those that don't know me, I said my name's Gary. I'm the pastor here at Brighton Heights. And I'm one of the elders here. The guy that you saw was not me when I was younger. That's my brother. Rick is the lead pastor here at Bridge City. So if we get, we're just going to roll through these slides. And Joel, what's that next slide? Throw it up there. Again, this is our tithes and offerings. This is a fabulous report for the church. And I said, this is in the book. This is all in the book. But you can see we brought in $1.5 million in tithes and offerings. And again, an 11% increase. I mean, give God a hand. Amen. God is so good. 11% increase. That's fabulous. Now, you can see, though, that in our campus, okay, we didn't do so well. We were down 5%. Everybody else had double-digit increases. Okay, so we'll talk about that in a little bit. But overall, again, we are one church in four locations. We celebrate, man, celebrate that double-digit increase in finances. That is a fabulous, fabulous thing that we celebrate. Go ahead, Joel, next one. And again, this is our One Vision campaign. We started it about 15 months ago, where we're looking to do it. It's a capital campaign that we're going to upgrade things in our campuses. Actually, in just a couple weeks, before the end of this month, this room that you're sitting in is going to be painted. The carpet is going to change. The stage is going to be cut back. And the foyer is going to be refloored, and the hallway back here, and the room going upstairs, new carpeting and all. And that's all because of people being faithful to give to the One Vision campaign. Amen. Because again, we recognize that we need to be stewards. We need to take care of the facility, and we want more room in here. Okay, so that's what's going on. So we celebrate those things. So again, thank you. People with vision, give the vision. And really thank the people who see that here. All right, next slide. Again, just a little breakdown of where our expenses went percentage-wise. Because again, we want to be accountable. Be accountable on these things. You can see of the $1.7 million that was spent, it said salaries and benefits, you can see 41%. And going on down the line with missions and outreach sitting there at 14%. I said, this is all in the book. Let's go forward. Okay, given away to missions, $242,000. If you look at page 18 in your book, we will look at that page. Page 18, it shows where various monies have gone. Where various monies have gone, if you want to take a look. I look at this because I celebrate these things. And again, because we want to be open to what God's doing. And we see we gave $34,000 as a church to the Ukraine, it's war relief, okay? We're not giving it to the war effort. We're giving it to relief efforts. Working completely through local churches. It's not going to organizations. Every dime that you give, that we give, goes 100% into the field. Okay, there's, you know, we and NRP, that's through network-related pastors. It all goes into the field, every single dime. That money's been spent on everything from truckloads of food to being part of buying vehicles to carry the food mainly from Romania right into the Ukraine. And I can tell you more about that. We see we have our school that we have in Balmy, Liberia, which is in the middle of an Islamic area. Again, as it's a big thing in our hearts here at Brighton Heights. I travel there every year. And again, we're looking at that as something that will change that area literally, but it's going to take 10 years because, again, we're reaching the youth. An area that's over 90% Muslim, we're believing for major change there. Roar Kenya, that's Global Roar, that was sponsoring one of the schools that I was at. I would just add, it takes $25,000 really to do one of those schools for 9 months. And the idea is to train pastors prayerfully to go start churches, particularly in unreached areas. In the area we were in, there's lots of unreached people groups, let alone a lot of Islamic places. So you can see mission trips that we gave money to. We got Sydney Thomas a vehicle. Sydney's, again, our contact in Liberia. Many people here have met him. Food Bank, Women's Choice Network. There's a nice note there from Amy Schuring. Money's given there. And as I said, you just see on and down that list. But I'm very proud. I'm very proud of that the way we're giving and what we're able to give away. And again, we want to continue to focus on this. These are mission opportunities. One thing my brother had mentioned was we want to focus on missions and see more people get to the field. If what we had last year, again, on page 19 there, you'll see we had probably about 34 people, including myself, who went to the foreign field last year. And really, I believe God wants to increase that. I actually think he does want to double it. But it's people believing they have something to give. You got to believe you have something to give to go, all right? And that's why I said we have this list of opportunities right here. You know, Honduras and Guatemala in June. Of course, we have the Pittsburgh trip, which last year we had 117 people go on. Which is fabulous, and we're going to continue to do that again. Doug's going to be leading that again, so yeah, it's good to know. Okay, I'll just be getting back from some other country at that moment, but the NRP Youth Conference, which is going to be connected with the Buffalo Dream Center, to go and minister on the street. We're going to send a team to the Texas border. To minister, actually, not they're going to minister at the in-between place where people are in between Mexico and the United States. Okay, so you'll be hearing more about that also, and of course also Liberia. So that's something we have next. All right, so people saved through the church last year, 73 baptisms, 33. We celebrate every one of those. We had basically one a month here. We're not satisfied with that. All right. The Bible, Jesus said, those who belong to me bear much fruit. That's not enough fruit. That's good fruit. We celebrate every one. Amen? right, as a church, but we want to see more. Next slide. You can see here our average weekly group attendance. Okay, one of the things we hope to get is like 80% attendance, 80% people of our adults. And we run close to that. We get that many sign up, okay? not as many go as sign up. Imagine that, okay? We're not here to make you feel bad today, but if the shoe fits, you'll find it, wear it, okay? But think, because we're supposed to connect. That's the point. Okay, next slide. Average weekly attendance. And there you can see it's 661. That's slightly up from last year. We're getting close to where we were pre-COVID. Again, like the vast majority of churches, we're still looking actually to recover full attendance. We as a campus are not back to where we were pre-COVID. So again, as odd as that is, but that's a whole nother discussion. Go ahead. Victory and Freedom attendees, of course, we just had one here a couple weeks ago, 74 people for the first time. We absolutely celebrate that, people finding freedom. Next slide. Okay, we'll get to those leaders in a little bit. Amen. Okay, so right now, so I just want to back up a little bit. Joel, if you could go back to that slide with the income, the very first slide, this one here. Because again, so one thing that those of you who know me, which is most of you, if there's an elephant in the room, you talk about it. We don't pretend it's not there. And we want to just talk for a moment about our campus. Because you can't, you know, when we look at these other campuses and what has happened there, North Braddock is an area very much like ours, okay? Maybe even in a whole, they'd say most people say it was a little more depressed. And they had 21% increase. And we had a 5% decrease. And now here's another thing. I said, we just got to be honest. Healthy things grow. Healthy things grow. And okay, well, I look at that. I'm saying, well, I'm not going to sit here and say everything's great when it's not. Okay, there's indicators. You go to the doctor, they say your blood pressure's up. You got to address that. Okay. So, what do we learn from that? What do we learn? I said, there's a need for us as our church family right here. What do we learn? Well, obviously, again, just being honest, we have a lot of people that don't give or don't tithe. And why is that? Well, the main reason is fear. There's people, again, you don't give, you don't tithe because there's fear. I'm afraid that if I give, I won't live. Right? I mean, there's a fear there. And again, because the Bible's pretty clear. It says that we should be giving away a minimum of 10%. A tithe is 10% of your income. That means that if your household income was $30,000, you should be giving away at over $3,000. If your household income is $80,000, you should be given $8,000. If this is your church home and you've been here for the whole year and your household income was $120,000, then you should have given $12,000. Because remember, see, you have to remember what the tithe is. And this is such a scriptural principle. You know, when you tithe, God doesn't even, literally, listen, he doesn't even count that as giving. He counts it as not stealing, okay? Because he says the first 10% is his. It's his. All right, so we have to get things in proper perspective as we try, as much as we don't like to admit it, we try to redefine what the scripture says. Okay, so in our context, I believe we have a lot of people that, again, we're not delivered from fear. We're too concerned that we won't be able to live. And that is the biggest thing. You get beyond that, obviously, there's a lot of nuance. There's some people that, and again, I don't want to get into all that, but again, we're addressing the elephant in the room. I believe we do have some people just say, I'm just not giving. I don't believe in it. And you do that. Listen, I mean, you do that at your own peril. That's your own peril. You say, I'm just not going to give to the church. I'm going to give where I want to give. And listen, I'd be okay with that if people who said that really even did tithe. But very, very few people tithe who don't do it to the local church. So I want to challenge that. Again, and there's reasons. So like you said, if you're not going to give to the church, you could say, well, I just don't believe in the vision. Okay, well, if you don't believe in the vision, okay, that I understand that. But if you don't believe in the vision, then why are you here? I mean, if you don't believe in a vision, go somewhere where you believe in a vision. You know, if these numbers of financial stewardship don't agree with, right? So I said, so this is a challenge, because I believe they said that we have to be aware of what God puts before us and what he has said in his word, and am I walking in obedience to that? Another thing I just want to put forward too, the devil does not want you to give. He wants you to worry. He wants you to be fearful, all right? Because he doesn't want you to grow in faith. He doesn't want you to grow in these ways. And the other thing too is this. I just want to put this forward. And I say this as family. See, when you struggle in giving, and you don't give, or you say, I'm not going to give. If you say, I'm not doing it. I'm not going to give. What you're really saying is, hear this. You're saying, I'm not worthy to support. You're saying your pastor, let the other people around me can support him, but I'm not going to do it. See, now none of you think that. I don't know if there's anybody, I don't think there's a person in this room that thinks that. All right, but you are saying that indirectly. You're saying that my wife and I are not worthy of that support. And I say that to family members. Okay, because why? Because you're saying someone else can do it. That's what you're saying. Okay, so the thing is, we want to grow in faith. Now, here's the thing I can guarantee you. My wife, who's serving today with the kids, we are going to continue to be generous. And when I say generous, generosity starts after 10%. Because God says the first 10th is his. We're going to continue to be generous in our lives financially. We're going to continue to give ourselves away. We're going to continue to just pour ourselves out. That's what we're going to do for the rest of our lives. And it doesn't make any difference. We're going to love you whether you give 12% away to the purposes of God or you give nothing. We're going to love you exactly the same. Right? That's not good. It's not going to change. But the thing is, again, there is a time, though, for our lives. And I say this, for those that are faithful tithing, thank you. God is honored. God's honored by what you're doing. But if you're not, if you're struggling, you need to allow the Holy Spirit to examine you. Allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you, because you are going to be held back by not trusting God in giving. You're going to be held back. That's just facts. And I will never back off of challenging you to be generous with your money. And why? Because it releases you into greater spiritual blessing and anointing. And here's another thing, too. And this is an advantage of travel. And one of the reasons it'd be great for you to go on one of those mission trips. I just came from a country that is in a 5-year drought. And very few of those people eat 3 meals a day. Most are eating one. Right? Why? Because they don't have the finances. They do not have it. And every one of us in America are going to be held to a higher standard on our financial stewardship than third world countries. We're going to be called into account for our finances. You're going to stand before God some days and say, hey, you know, I put you in the United States to be born. You get X amount of dollars. Well, tell me, what have you done with what I've given you? Right? I mean, I want you to hear a good report from God. I really do. I want God to say, well done. Way to go. You gave. All right. So these are spiritual things is the point. They're spiritual. Okay. So I believe absolutely we're going to see a big increase this year. I believe it. Why? Because we want to be a people who grow in faith. We want to be a people who grow in faith. The same way, listen, we want to see an increase in people saved. You know, I believe that's why we're here. We've seen a couple of people come to faith this calendar year, believing for more. Why? Because that's why we're here. I believe that God wants to see an increase in people in connection groups. Why? Because we are connecting, which is going to challenge you to grow. Right? Those are all the things that we believe God wants to do. He wants to do those things. Now, a couple of things. Let's go to that slide of what, Joel, about 2023, the three things. This is what my brother brought up. Okay, what are we going to do? We want to meet with God. We have people praying. We have people praying on Sunday mornings. You get here between 8 and 8:30. You can join us in prayer. We have a group that meets every Tuesday, men that meet for discipleship. You can see us about that if you want to be part of that. But we want to grow. We also have a prophetic team, a team being raised up prophetically that's really doing stuff almost every week or every other week, just looking to grow and be sharper in prophetic ministry. If you want to be part of that, Charisse, who's part of our campus, is one of the leaders of that. Again, we want to be people. We want to train more people. When we say train, what do we mean? We want to see more people serving. Okay, we want to see more people serving. Why is that important? Why? Because there's people out there that are lost, all right? And we want you to be trained, discipled, that more people can come in and receive ministry. We don't have one ministry in the house that doesn't need to grow for us to bring in more people, right? See, so when we talk about being trained, we're saying, come in, be part, that we can disciple more people. That is the point. And the last one is, it said, missions. Mission. We want to be a mission-minded house, and I want you to do that as a lifestyle of evangelism, all right? I would like to think that in the past 7 days, that several of you had opportunity to share faith. Maybe not going the whole way through sharing what it means to serve Jesus, but you had opportunity in the past 7 days to be able to share your faith, okay? And again, we're not going to do a show of hands, but reality is we know that number's not high enough. I want to be open. I want to be open. On my way home from Kenya on the plane, I just had two great opportunities, just sharing faith. Neither person got saved. That's okay. We're just told to share. We witness. He takes care of the rest, right? And also, be open to these mission trips. Be open. Put up that slide of the mission trips. Again, be open. Start praying. Why can't you be part of these? You know, these trips, really all of these trips are like evangelistic in nature, putting you in a place to share faith with people in need. Every single one of them. So pray, dare to ask God. Okay. He said, you definitely, we all have the quality. If those apostles who changed the world were qualified, then you are too. Right? Amen. So I want you to grab it. I want you to catch it. I'm looking forward to 2023. I'm looking forward to what God is going to continue to do. We're already in March. Right? And again, so we want to be open. That's why we're putting investment into this facility. Okay, we're going to invest. That's why, again, on Easter, we're going to do two services. Why? Because, again, we're believing that God, we need the room. We believe we don't have enough room for that, for people that will come. How many can believe that? Right? And we got to believe that. Okay? And then what do we do? What's your job? Invite. Okay? We're here to make a difference. Listen, we are not here to run the smoothest service on Sunday. Okay, that's not our point. We're not to be the greatest organization. That's not our competition. What we are looking to do is be men and women, a family of God that is authentic, has a growing relationship with Him, and represents Him to the world. It's reach the lost, make disciples, right? Reach the lost, do what? Make disciples. Right now, I want to have all of our leadership team come up. If you lead a ministry, Joel, if you could put up that slide. These are all the team leaders in our church. You just come up and line up across the front here. And we want to pray for them. Because we were talking about training people. We want to train people. And not everybody's here today. We have some people that are missing. All right? But these are all people that put their time in and say, I'm willing to give myself away. I'm willing to do this. And they're here, obviously, to be trained and to train. All these people lead various ministries. All these people make this thing work, okay? And I'm telling you, we need to add to this number. This number needs added to. And I said, you can see there, I said, our campus admin is Bridget, usher coordinator, Tim. Tim's over here. Raise your hand as we see this. Okay, welcome team coordinator, Doug. Okay, facilities coordinator, Sam. Connection point coordinator, Leanne. Events coordinator and hospitality coordinator, Cricket. Okay, campus worship leaders, Aaron and Mackenzie. Aaron's not here today. Media tech, Joel. Audio tech, Derek. Next steps coordinator, Wayne. Okay, A-team coordinator is Kristen. She's not here. Response team is Connor. Is he out with the kids? Okay, he's out with the kids. Okay, he's coordinating something else right now. children's admin, Katrina, and BC Kids coordinator, Sonia and Faith. Check-in coordinator, Kara. Her and Aaron are in Johnstown today. Community connections coordinators, Joe and Rusty. Rusty is here today. And prayer team coordinators, Jason and Rachel. I should say Rachel. It says Rachel and Jason. Okay. She does the work, doesn't she? Okay. All right. You just pray. Amen. I get it. That's wise. Stay in your lane. Stay in your lane, Jay. Okay. So listen, these are people that they're here to serve. They're here to serve. But remember, it's not just about serving you. We are reaching the world. And we want to reach the world. That's why we're here. Amen. That is why we're here. This is why we get together. We believe that Jesus Christ is the hope of the world. And so what I'm going to ask you to do right now, if you could just stretch your hand out towards them, because we want to speak a blessing. We want to speak blessing on them. Okay? So just as I said, just right now, again, just right now, just in your own words, I just want to say, God bless them. God, pour out your spirit. God, bless them for their faithfulness. Thank you for their willingness to just put themselves out there. Thank you for their willingness to cover people who don't show up in their ministry when they said they were going to. Thank you, God, for being there and encouraging them, God, when they're doing way more than they should, but they're willing. Bless them. Bless them, Father God. Bless them, Lord Jesus. Again, give them wisdom as they lead on how do we make it better. Father, give them anointing, God, as they pray for people. Anointing as they lead our children. God, anointing, God, as they lead us in worship, Lord Jesus. Anointing as they administrate, Father. God, we're desperate for your spirit. Thank you for those willing to serve. Thank you for those willing to serve. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. If you guys could stay up here for a moment, just stay up here. And Mackenzie, you come on up. And we just want to pray. We're just going to pray for the vision. And I just want the leaders to be up front just to join us. And Matt, you come up too. And we're going to pray through those 3 points. Joel's not up. Joel's down here right now. Okay? But the 3 points of, again, what we do is spiritual. We want to focus on those things, prayer and seeing people set free this year. And we're going to pray for discipleship, and I'll pray for mission. Amen. So join us in prayer.
Jesus, we just praise you this morning. We thank you for your presence, God, that you never fail to meet us. And Lord, as we come before you today, we just ask, Holy Spirit, would you reveal more of yourself to us? Father, I just pray for that remnant in the church to be risen up in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, that you would be grounding us in wisdom and clarity, vision, Lord God, that you would raise up more watchmen. God, we thank you for those who have gone before us, paving the way in prayer, paving in the way in declarations, Lord God, that your will be done, God, and we just ask for more harvest workers in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, we ask for those that would come humbly saying that if God does not build this house, we don't want it. Holy Spirit, give us eyes to see, ears to hear, and hearts that are quick to obey. Mouths that are slow to speak. Quick to listen to your voice, Jesus. Whatever that means, whatever that looks like. Holy Spirit, we just ask for more intercessors to be risen up. Jesus, in those quiet places, God, that you would start putting things on people's heart that would ignite a fire. Lord Jesus, that we would start to recognize that when we think about someone from church, it's not just they popped into our head, but they might need prayer. Lord Jesus, when we're thinking about Sunday and just can't stop, Lord, that we would start praying and interceding for those things, recognizing that a call has been placed on us. Lord, we thank you so much for your leading. God, that you say that you long to give wisdom, that those who seek you will find you. And so, God, we just come humbly before you and say, we're here. We want more of you, more of your spirit, more of your leading, more of your guidance. Jesus, we're not here for a show. We're not here for a feeling. We're here for you. We're here to build and glorify you in this place, God, in this city, in this country. Lord Jesus, we pray that your body would be built up in the Spirit, grounded on the Word, Lord Jesus, and that you say signs and wonders will follow us, God, and so I just pray for that. Jesus, that you would be building such a remnant, strong and powerful, Lord God, that signs and wonders would flow out of this building. In Jesus' name, that it would only be attributed to your Holy Spirit working and moving in us. And God, we just give you all the glory and honor. And we humble ourselves, God, and we say, whatever way you want to use us, Lord Jesus, we're ready. And so I just pray that that call, that ignition in the Spirit would be placed on people's hearts and lives, Lord God, that you would start igniting callings, Lord Jesus, that you would begin a work that you will finish, God, to completion. And we just praise you for that, Holy Spirit. And we just say, more of you. Let us decrease, Lord, that you would increase. In Jesus' name.
Dear Lord God, as we move forward into 2023, Lord God, I just pray that you can continue to put on the hearts of people to become disciples. Lord God, that we are not just those who know the word, but those who follow the word, those who follow you and are really bought in and are here to grow and to grow your church and to grow those around us. Lord God, I pray that you just put in all our hearts that willingness and that desire to step out on the water. Lord God, the lack of fear, the lack of concern for what could be, but knowing that you have the best plan. Lord God, I pray that you give us a heart to go, a heart to create more disciples, Lord God, a heart to grow this church, to bust it at the seams. Lord God, continue to drive our hearts to want to learn more, to want to grow with each other, to create those connections that allow us to be one unit, one family, one word of God that goes out and is able to share that with those around us, to just give life out of these doors. Lord God, I pray that discipleship is just in the mindset that we not only seek to have those disciple us in here, but to find those to disciple, Lord God, that we are not stuck in a moment of just seeking to receive, Lord God, that you also give us that heart to give it out what you've given us, Lord God. Continue to grow those that are leaders here that have chosen to step into that role, that have taken discipleship to the point of not just something that they feel, but something that they do, Lord God. And I thank you for them. I thank you that you bless them and that they are the true disciples of you by showing an example.
And Father, we just lift up mission. Father God, and I pray, Lord Jesus, that this would be a year, God, that as Jesus said, we need harvesters, that we would be a people who respond to that call. God, we would see, Lord, we have a personal responsibility to share hope, to share life, to share freedom, God, with those around us, God, that not only do they not know life, but they're destined for eternal separation from you. That's their destiny right now, God, unless they hear the message. So, Father God, we want to be people who grow in understanding of who you are, grow in our identity, grow in our prayer life, that we are walking in an overflow as we live life. God, that our not just our actions, but our words are going to speak hope. God, that we're going to be a people who reach the lost. We're going to reach the lost in our families. God, we want to witness to our neighborhoods, our city, and to the world, with various trips. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to be called to your family. And we recognize everything is dependent upon what Mackenzie was praying, that it all starts in the Spirit. Let us draw closer to you, that we can bring glory and honor to your name. In Jesus' name, they all said, amen, amen, amen. Give the Lord a hand. You guys can be seated. I think it's interesting to note, if you look at the team up here, the leaders, there's one person in their 60s, one in their 50s. We got, I think, like six people in their 40s, and the rest are 30s and 20s. Okay? Which, I'm just talking about the leaders up front. So, I said, so again, we are blessed. The generational aspects are fabulous. Okay? So, take this booklet. Any questions you have, you have any questions, say, I don't understand this. Okay? Don't think you know the answer. come and see myself, see Doug, all right? And we'll share whatever it is. And obviously, we want to be very open with everything we have. Why? Because we're proud of it. We're proud of it. The vision, the money follows the vision. And that's what we want to be. People who are, I want to be part of something where the money follows the vision. Okay? So let's go forward. Let's get into connection group. Allow the Spirit to continue to move. Let's go to give ourselves away. Amen. We have a prayer team up front. You have any prayer need at all, you make sure you come forward. We love you. You're dismissed.